Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Torah 53 reading. Listen.
Oh, we do?
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Here you go, my brother. So you got to turn it on.
You must be excited, ready to start. Romans 12, 14 through 21. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of Elohim, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Try this again. All right. Well, it's been a while. I tell you, we've been going, so it's been a while in this spot here. And my brother didn't waste no time getting me back in class. I tell you, we were just here last week, and he threw the walking church. Hey, my brother, you here next week? Yeah. Okay, well, look, we got this lined up for you. So we sure miss everybody, and I couldn't wait to get back, especially during all the feast days we missed. Thanks for all the prayers and the pictures and the teachings that were posted. We're able to, even though we're away, we're able to keep track with everybody. Before I get started, Ms. Sylvia, you have anything you would like to say? You didn't have a chance to read them, so I'm giving you a chance to say something. All right. You know, while we're away, Yahweh's spirit is everywhere. It's not just here. It's not just up the road or wherever. It's where you're at. And while we're away, that Acts. I think about the scripture because I had a chance to minister to a guy for 11 days while I was in Lake Charles. Just share with something every morning, every day. Me and him, we had that little time, just a devotion time every day. And it's not lucky. It's just we were in that spot at that time. And things that we shared was very personal and we had a great time. So he said, and you think about the scripture, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world, of the earth. So, I mean, even though we were away, my wife got a chance to share with one of the ladies in the breakfast area. So it's a time, you know, wherever you go, you're going to be confronted by someone. You know, it's our duty to share. You know, you can only bottle it in so much. And one little word, something's going to come out. Even to the very last day, a second person, because I listened to the conversation, they were talking, and I was able to jump right on in and got to share with them before I left. So, anyway, if you and I become open to Him, if we obey, if we listen, this, the title, Ha'azuni, however you pronounce it. If we let Him, He will use you and I wherever you are. Amen. So while we're on our work vacation, this is when because it seemed like to us we was in, I tell you, we're so glad to be home. But for a whole month, man, we was hotels here and there. So we were coding, but it wasn't just here, it was just in hotels. But I tell you, we're glad to be back here. But the whole time while I was away on working and just being in the hotel, and y'all were going through the feast time, especially the Sukkoting, that Psalms 133, if you just turn with it, that scripture, that passage of scripture kept coming to mind. Because I've seen y'all, what y'all were doing, the pictures, and I know what y'all were sharing, because I get information from my brother and Brother Chad and Herman. I was getting some feedback, and man, it was good to hear what was going on. So I just want to read that. It even came to mind after I got back home. And, you know, we were so excited. Boy, my wife sautéed some shrimp, our first meal. And, boy, I was like, oh, babe, this was the bomb. And, you know, but that night, we go home, we go to bed. That was the last night for the cornelia. And that morning, you know, I know I got the message coming up, and I'm processing it early in the morning. I'm up early. And I said, well, look, and I'm going through the scripture, and I'm going through the readings, and I'm just being reminded, even like when I was over there working, I was being reminded of this 133. And also, I said to the point, Lord, if this is what you want me to talk about, remind me. The very next morning, same thing. My wife said, you slept all night. I said, yeah, but I was up early, and I was rehearsing these scriptures again. So we're going to go through it here, and I'm going to point a couple of things out that, you know, it ministered to me. Right here. It says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. This is what y'all were doing. Y'all were succoding in unity. Brother and sister together. I mean, and my wife can tell you, she did, I said, I wish this job hurry up and end. Wish this job hurry up and end. But 11 days we were there, and I said, wish this job hurry up and end. It was, man, I wanted to be back over here with y'all. The scripture said it's like a precious ointment. Verse 2. And I go to think about that precious ointment, but we're going to come to that. Upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirt of his garments. So you can imagine Aaron being in the priestly position, going before the Most Holy of Holies, that ointment upon his head going down. Not sweat, just being in that presence. It says, as the dew of Hermon, and we're going to get to that. Not Brother Hermon, but a different Hermon, Mount Hermon. And as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The Sukkoting y'all had, can y'all even imagine, or even try to imagine, this going on in the kingdom? This is what's going to happen, because the scripture talks about it. There's going to be a time we're going to be Sukkoting with Yahweh himself, with Yeshua himself. I try to think about that. Can we even imagine? I had not seen, ear had not heard. We can't even imagine. I was preparing my messages. My brother said, because I had it in my mind, I was going to be here. I was writing down the Yom Teruah. I was writing down the second one, Yom Kippur. But I got to the Yom Kippur, it was so serious. I had to stop writing, and I brushed over that one, and I went to the Sukkot, and I tell you, today I told my brother, I said, if we're gonna learn Hebrew, I gotta learn how to read it, because my writing. But the precious ointment, it is going to be like a precious ointment upon the head. He said, what's that got to do with the Torah? Well, let's just back up, right? Let's just back up to the dew. This is the part I want to talk about, the dew. As the dew of Yahweh descended, can you imagine? He says, give ear, listen, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the dew, as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. There we go. As the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. This was the dew I was talking about when the presence of Yahweh was coming. I can imagine y'all succoting the dew that was there. And I believe that same dew is still here tonight. It's still here. If you let the word minister to you, let him come into your life, that dew, he'll bring that presence. But I'm trying to tie in here. So that's a coding time. That I hear about the testimonies, what were going on. That was that dew that was just coming down. The definition of dew. I wrote down a couple of them. I know we all know what it is, but maybe you never heard this one. As a noun, it says tiny drops of water that forms on cool surfaces at night when atmospheric vapor condenses. That's dew as we know it. But there's another one right here. It says wet, as a part of someone's body with a breaded or glistening liquid. I can imagine Aaron being in that spot, and that dew, that presence, just being down upon him. That's the dew that I'm talking about that we need. How many of us need that dew to be wet sometime, as Aaron was? It is up to you and I to be listening when he speaks. Moses was an ordinary man who listened when Yahweh spoke to him. But there was a time in his life when he failed to keep Yahweh's commandments. Because you trespassed, verse 51, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. I like what it says in the ESV version, because you didn't keep me as holy. Sometimes we fail. And because of that, he said, you shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go in thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Because of sin, because of transgressed the law, he was not allowed to enter into the land, even though he'd seen it. But he could not enter because of disobedience. Even though he listened, but there was a time in his life. And no different for you and I if we don't keep his laws and treat him as holy. John 3, just hold your place there. We're going to come back. John 3, we know the story about Nicodemus. Yeshua is doing the speaking here. This is what he says. Yeshua answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. I think we need to be listening to that. He also said in verse 5, Yeshua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. What happened with Moses? He disobeyed. He couldn't enter. He's seen it, but couldn't enter. Because of disobedience, you and I may see the kingdom, but may not enter. David, let's go to David, what he talks about in 2 Samuel, I think it is. Chapter 22. A man after Yahweh's own heart. In many areas of his life, he listened to Yahweh. But there was a time in his life when he failed, but he had enough sense and humbleness of heart to repent and ask for forgiveness. And I like what he said in verse 47. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Elohim of the rock of my salvation. You know, and because he did that, because he listened, I don't read a time where David ever lost a battle. I just don't see it in the scripture. All right. Hosea His name means deliverer, or savior, salvation. And he listened to Yahweh. I didn't do a whole lot of studying these smaller prophets, but he listened. Especially, you can read in the first chapter when Yahweh tells him, take your wife of the whoredom. You know what he says? The Bible says he went and took her. And there's a reason for all that. But that's a whole nother lesson. But he listened. He went ahead and took that wife, and I think he had three kids with her. Joel. I'm going to touch on all of these, but we're going to get to where we're going. It says Yahweh. His name is Yahweh is God. And Yahweh is saying to us here in that book of Joel. When I read that in the Torah, he is saying the same thing to us here in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Yeah, 2 Chronicles. Let me get to you. And I thought this was... He says, if my people... Point your finger at yourself. Which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I'm always trying to fit how that wicked ways fit into our lives. But we have something in there. He said, then will I hear from heaven if we turn from our wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Bear with me for a second. I go to the book of Joel. I got lost in my notes for a second. That's where that, I guess that's where that. Never mind. All right. Why do we need to return? Well, why do we need our land's healing? And why do we need to turn from our wicked ways if we are His people? Right here in Joel 2:24, it says, reason why, because, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. If we are His people, we have to abide by rules. We're not our own. And he gives us a step to follow. And he warns, but what do? We go back to them wicked ways. I just wish I had the time to talk about the locust and the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palm. His great army. I like that. These things, these little creatures, even though they might be small, they're large in number. And then you can pull up some videos on the locust, and they tear up a lot of stuff. And so it reminds me of a snail. People see the little bigger nose. We like to eat them, think they're good. But when they come in on an oyster bed, it's over. If you don't get them on time, they'll kill it all. So these creatures here, it's His great army. 1 Chronicles 29:11. This is where that song came in. But I was writing this down. I was putting this together. And today, Sister Linda said, "You got a song y'all want? You want to go with the message?" And I think about this. And after reading it, when I got to this passage of scripture, it says, "Thine, O Yahweh, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and thou art exalted as head above all." He is. What can we say? We sing the song tonight. The kingdom, the power, the glory, it's all his. The earth is his. Micah. Who is like God, or Yahweh in parentheses? This is what his names mean. And all I can say about him is he listened. And when you go through the story of Israel, because of their disobedience and rebellion, time after time, these prophets warned them, turn back to Yahweh. No different than us today. We get caught up in so much stuff. He's telling you, turn back to me. Follow me. This is what this, when I read this, because I had a hard time just, when I read it a couple times and just listened to it, I had a hard time putting it together. But when it boiled down, when it was ready to put it on paper, they all listened. All these people, they listened, even though some of them had some time where they messed up, but they all listened. No different than we should be doing today, listening. Yeshua listened and obeyed every commandment Yahweh spoke to him. John 12:49 says, "For I have not spoken of myself." This is Yeshua speaking. I love what he said here. He said, "But the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." That's it. Nothing on his own accord. He didn't take glory for himself. He followed commandment. He followed orders. And there's other scriptures also. Psalms 133:2, it's like that precious ointment. That's what we're going to come to it. And I want to read a story that I thought that's going to tie in with this, because we're going to continue into the Torah here, but I want to get to this precious ointment. And it's Matthew 26. Matthew 26, and we're going to start at verse 6. So we're going to get to this precious ointment here. It says, "Now when Yeshua was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. And she poured it on his head as he sat at meat." And this is what the sad part about it is right here. Here we come in. "And when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose was this waste? For this ointment may have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Yeshua understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she had wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye don't. You have not always. For in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wherever this good news shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman had done be told for a memorial for her." And I thought this story meant a lot, because this precious ointment poured upon him. It was not poured upon anybody. It was poured there for a reason. But the part that grabbed, they full of indignation, and we're going to get to that right here. But we ought to remember the memorial, just like the feast. We ought to remember Passover, unleavened bread, Sukkot, first fruit. These feasts are us to remember, to practice. Every year when they come around, we got to remember. Even Yahweh said, let this be a memorial. To tell it to your children. To teach it to your children. Even ask them, for the Passover, they said, if they ask you, your children, what does this mean? Remember this night where the Lord took you out of bondage. We were there. I was there. Indignation. anger or annoyance provoked by what is perceived as an unfair treatment. Or anger caused by something unjust, unworthy, or mean. Rage, mad, madness, outrage. Now, the list went on. But the Bible said his disciples were full of... Really? It could be to the poor? Not the master. You put on the master. Is he your precious ointment? This meant so much to me when I read this story. Is he your precious ointment? Or are we too full of indignation? Think about that. In John 21, let's get back to that story. That went to the Torah. Did a Brit Hadisha, I'm sorry. Yeshua is saying to us, listen. Just like he speaks to the church in Revelation. John 21, 15. So when he had dined, Yeshua said unto Simon Peter, trying to get Peter's attention, do you love me? He said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He asked him this three times. Grieve in the spirit. Look, Peter, you just denied me three times. Now, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? What a travesty it would be for you and I to have labored for the kingdom, but to miss out. Matthew 7, 21 and 22. Not everyone that saith unto me, Master, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, this is Yeshua speaking, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We need to listen. We need to listen to these words and pay close attention to them. Verse 21, going down to chapter 21, verse 21. Don't be envious of your brothers and your sisters. Follow him. This is what he was trying to get Peter's attention. Follow me. Do you love me? Follow me. This is what he's saying to all of us. Follow me. Remember the commandment, thou shalt not covet. We don't need to be jealous of somebody else, what they have. You have what you have, and for a reason. He says right here, Peter, seeing him, saying to Yeshua, Master, and what about this man? You know, my brother's fixing to be ordained. And I'm like, what's that guy? That's my brother. I'm glad. I don't want that position. You know, but Peter, he wanted something more. And that's the reason. I like what Yeshua said to him. He says, Yeshua said unto him in verse 22, he said, it will be that he tarry until I come. What is that to you? You have what you have. I need you to listen. This is what he was saying. The whole time right now, I need to listen. I need to pay attention. We need to listen as a church. Follow him. This is what he said. Follow thou me. What's that to you if he lives till I come? You follow me. Paul. And I'm down to the end. Paul teaches us in Romans to obey, to rejoice, to love our enemies. Well, I remember me and my wife, we looked at that and that part came up. Love your enemies. We're trying. We're working. That's a tough one. Brotherly love. That's easy. But when you get to love your enemies, oh boy. So many things, even in his sufferings, We can learn a lot from Paul because he taught a lot. He said, man, I've been shipwrecked. I've been beaten more than many times of y'all. And he said, I was one born out of due season. Y'all were there with the master. He said, I'll come along a little later. But he said, but I labor more than all of y'all. Paul said, but what I like what he said right here, but in verse 12 of 21, this is my last one. He said, Paul says, listen, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We said, then the question is how? Well, it's simple, by listening and obeying. Amen. I thank y'all for coming out. And, you know, looking forward to see everybody back in the morning. It was great to just, I know it's short, and there's so much more that I could have wrote about. But I know having the first night back, I don't want to keep everybody too late, you know. But it was great to be here, and it's always an honor to share some word, you know, what's laid upon your heart to share. So, my brother, anything, nothing? All right. Well, Father, we just thank you tonight for your word that was spoken. We thank you for every heart that come out to listen tonight. And Father, we just ask that wherever we go, wherever we are, that your spirit will be with us. Lord, if we just listen and obey and humble ourselves before you, you would work mightily through us. Areas that no one wants to go, but your spirit is there and you have someone in that place. So we just thank you for this night and just ask that you bring it back tomorrow. Watch over us and keep us. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you. Amen. Amen.